What you should know about this time. Today, it is a matter of course that every Austrian male and female can participate in political decision-making from the age of 16. For a long time, however, this was denied to half the population, the women. Women had to fight for this right to political participation for a very long time. Historians see the initial spark for women to represent their rights in public in 1848, in the bourgeois revolution, when the middle classes in Austria generally began to demand political rights. Before that, the united, cohesive movement of women to represent their interests was unthinkable. But a growing education and a growing participation of women in economic life, economic crisis after Napoleonic Wars, industrialization, also promoted political interest. From 1861 onward, the Empire of Austria had a parliament, Reichsrat, consisting of two chambers, the Herrenhaus and the Abgeordnetenhaus. The people had no say in the composition of the Herrenhaus because all members were appointed by the emperor. In the Chamber of Deputies sat representatives who were elected indirectly through electoral votes, curia system. The right to vote was not linked to gender, but to education and wealth. Thus, if a woman provided the necessary direct tax contribution, she could vote through a representative or proxy. However, there were very few of them. In the middle of the 19th century, the first associations representing the interests of women were founded. Women were not officially allowed to be members of political associations or to participate in political meetings until the beginning of the 20th century. Despite this prohibition, they organized themselves in various women's associations. One example is the Viennese Women's Employment Association, which was founded in 1866. A first women's rights movement emerged in Austria. The goals of these women's movements were primarily to improve the living conditions of working women and to achieve equal participation in public, social, and cultural life. In addition to the right to work, the right to earn their own money, and the right to a school and university education, women also wanted the right to political participation, the right to vote. In 1907, all male citizens were finally granted universal and equal suffrage, regardless of wealth class. This reform abolished the so-called curia system, and thus also the right to vote for the few wealthy women. Discrimination against women in political terms thus reached its peak. Women from all social classes now increasingly campaigned for their right to co-determination. Social democratic women, who were influenced above all by the international socialist women's suffrage movement, increasingly organized demonstrations. On March 19, 1911, the largest women's demonstration in Austrian history marched along Vienna's Ringstrasse. 20,000 women and men demanded women's suffrage. The women's rights movement was now at its peak and penetrated all social strata. Even middle-class women became involved in the suffrage movement, primarily through petitions and writings.